Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And hello to everyone just joining us for the first time. It's the Canberra Raiders and the Newcastle Knights. Protein snacks, bold prediction, if I may, Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, well, look, I like the fact that Kurt Mann's coming to the side. I think he might give a little bit more variation to this Newcastle attack. So I'm going to say Kurt Mann for a try and a try assist.
MG?
Being an ex-second rower, I'm going to say that there's going to be two tries scored by second rowers in this game.
Okay, two. That's a nice one. Here we go.
You didn't like my one, Dan?
He was thinking outside the square. Yours was very traditional.
Okay.
That's all. Oh, don't be like that. It's a Friday afternoon. The weekend's begun, Goose. Yeah. Don't be like that. And have a shave, you grub. Get rid of that thing.
Here's Lachlan Fitzgibbon here to get up. And he's brought Newcastle running to the southern end, wearing predominantly white jerseys. This is a new look strip, actually. A lot of red up top, only a hint of blue as Dave Clemmer punches it forward. Made nearly 200 metres per game so far this year. Playing at the Levi, throws to Pierce. Pierce gets it on to Matautia, wearing headgear. And he's claimed here by two Raiders defenders. So it's overcast, but the rain has stayed away up to this point as Mitch Barnett getting a chance to start. Hits it up, four in the tackle. Ball came free, ripped out, penalty, Newcastle.
Ooh, I think you got lucky there, Dan. Shit. Let's just have a look at that on the Kotai replay. There was four in the tackle, as you so called, and there was hands all over the footy, but he tried to offload there, Barnett.
Oh.
And as he was trying to offload, Hodgson gets a little sneaky left arm, and I think he got that one right, the ref, but he was lucky there, Barnett. He did try and offload.
Very much similar to Ravalawa last night when he dropped the ball and they scored.
That was a strange one.
Yeah.
Did we think that was a try?
No.
Oh, okay. So here come the Knights with a chance early. They're 30 metres out, and Clemmer hits it up from the penalty restart where he's knocked down by three defenders. So they're in front of the post here, the Newcastle team. Played now to Levi. Throws to the left to Pierce. Keeps it going to Glasby in jersey 13. Running down the left edge where he runs into Hodgson. Bateman over the top and one other as well. So Newcastle with the first chance as Levi to the right. To Pierce runs at the line. Gives it to Ponga. Keeps it going to Mann. Oh, if he kept it going, it was on. But he took them on himself and went straight into Jared Croker, who made a big tackle. Right side, 3 metres out. Play to Levi. Bullets it to the left to Pierce. Takes a couple of steps towards the line, then keeps it going left here to Glasby, but that was well read by Nicole Klockstad and Bateman. Under the post, four gone. Play now to Levi. Throws it left to Pierce. Changes direction. Runs to the middle. Almost got there. Cut down right at the death there by Hodgson. Last tackle, one out, centre field. Comes to the left to Ponga. Chip kick. Oh, it's terrible. It's taken on the full by Arapana, and he started from the field of play, so he walked back into the in goal, but then came back into that field of play. So Canberra have got it here. Leilua now hits it up. No score. 2.5 gone on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
Yeah, really nice attacking set there by the Knights, and good defence in the same token by the Raiders there. You saw Mitchell Pearce taking on the line a couple of times. Little bit of a poor kick at the end of it there by Ponga. Just didn't get enough on it. And the Raiders now come away from their own try line.
That was his only touch for the set, Kalen. He's Louis playing it for the Raiders. Ryan Sutton powering forward. This is a young Wigan player. He only got on the field for 13 to 19 minutes the first 2 weeks, but he gets a real crack at it today. Brought down on halfway. White on the last. Kicks low and to the left. And it's picked up here by Kenny Dow. 10 out from his own line. Throws to the middle to Mann. Holds the ball out in front of him like he's going to pass, but Bateman didn't fall for it, and he picked him up and dumped him. Terrific tackle from the Englishman. Edric Lee hits it up on play two. No score. 3 minutes gone here as Ponga goes into dummy half, picks it up and runs. And the markers get him down from behind. Newcastle now 10 short of halfway. Here's Kenny Dow. Just
easy yards there for the Knights, boys.
Yeah, he's up to halfway. Four gone. Play to Levi. Throws to Ponga. Works the skinny side. He threw it to Heimel Hunt, who was taken here around the waist by Leilua. Final play comes to Pierce, goes end over end with a high bomb. Under it is Nicole Klockstad. He's been good. He takes it on the full. And he tries to burst his way through the defence there, but he's been brought down. Most offloads and most tackle busts for the Raiders, Charles Nicole Klockstad. He's really made a fist of that number one role, as now Hodgson is hitting it up. In fact, it's Rapana down that right side. Now here's Kotrick. Been a bit quiet the first 2 weeks, Nick Kotrick. And he's met here and he gets to within 8 of halfway, where he finally plays it. Here's Hodgson with a nice sighting run, and he caught defenders that didn't appear to have been marked square. That's why the crowd was booing. The ref says it's all fine. Played now in front of the left. White and away now to a support player in Sutton, who keeps it going to Soliola rather Papali. Papali is 33 out where the last is called. Here it comes to Whiten. End over end. High towards the try line. Drop by Mann. Terrible drop. He should have caught that. That's a scrum feed for the Raiders after Mann recovered. But not before the ball hit the ground. That's a real confidence killer there for the Newcastle number 14, who is a late replacement for Connor Watson. And now the Raiders get their first chance. No score, five gone. It's on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
Yeah, only two sets each of both teams, but already it looks like the Canberra Raiders aren't running as hard or getting off their line as hard as the Knights are, but just gifted an opportunity then by a bad take by Kurt Mann at fullback. Should have taken that. That's elementary.
That's the voice of Mark Guy. You got Ryan Gerler as well. Expert comments for Bobcat equipment. Put a Bobcat machine to the test. They got their newly expanded Bobcat R-Series compact excavator range. Now the Raiders shifted from left to right from the scrum where it comes to Bateman, and he straightens and he's brought down centre field. Play to Hodgson. Short pass now to Louis. Hanks them on here. Threatens momentarily, but now put on his back by Glasby and Clement. Left upright. Play to Hodgson. Short pass to the left to Ryan Sutton, who hits and spins and drops the ball over the line. Now they'll check this. This might be closer than we think, but it did skew out awkwardly.
I've tackled three. I have a try. Can you confirm that he gets the ball to ground here?
Replay for
he's confident too, the referee, but I mean the players himself is shaking his. He got up and chased the football there, Sutton. Let's just have a look here as he spins in the tackle of Levi and goes to put the ball down. He drops that well before
Ryan
the line.
Sutton loses possession of the ball prior to grounding the ball. We have a decision.
Ryan Sutton, the young Englishman in his third NRL game, almost had his first try.
It's an area of the field they really struggled with their attack last week, the Raiders. They had a lot of possession against Melbourne in that part of the field early in the second half, and they couldn't convert, and they just looked so disjointed in their spine, especially with Hodgson. I think the Melbourne Storm did a great job on him from marker. That time he got out and put a lovely ball on for Sutton, who had an open run to the line and just couldn't put the ball down there.
As Kurt Mann takes a big breath.
Right to the whistle, Danny.
He sure does. And the ball is tapped on the 20. So not only is it a bomb try, it's a seven-tackle set now for Newcastle. Six gone, no score. It's Friday dry time footy here on the Ems. We do it for Macca's. They have their all-day menu now available 24-7. That means if you feel like pancakes at 6 o'clock at night, they'll do them for you. A hash brown, a sausage and egg McMuffin. Oh, God, I love a sausage and egg McMuffin. Now here come the Newcastle side. Clement playing it. And on the next, it comes to the right. Pierce to Mann. Mann to Matautia. Matautia out here to the number four in Ramian, the former Shark. He shakes off two defenders before he goes to ground. 38 out. Only three gone here for Newcastle. As Pierce away now to Glasby, and rushing up on him with Sutton. And Sutton just got enough contact to stop Glasby there. 38 out again. Ball played to Levi. Throws to Pierce. Dummies. They fell for it. And he almost cut them open. Just taken down here, 2 away. So again, Pierce taken on the fifth. So it'll be up to Ponga as it comes to him now on the short left, and he goes to the air. Now this one's a contest. Here they come, but taken here by Rapana, who goes straight to ground, one out from his own line. So that's a better result for the visitors than the last time they kicked down there. Still no score as Leilua, who played for the Knights for a couple of years, hits it up on play two.
Mitchell Pearce looking really sharp with the football at the moment. Just starting to see a little bit of room around those first and second off-the-ruck defenders. And that time almost linked up with an outside man. That's where Kurt Mann's got to be on his toes, because you've got a couple of halves that like going to the line. If they pop their head through, he's got to be ready in support.
And that's where Connor Watson has been the last 2 weeks.
So here's Nicole Klockstad, the fullback, getting involved for the Raiders. Carts it up to halfway and he stopped. That whoosh, of course, means it's the last. Here's Sam Williams driving a kick down the middle, and it sits up, taken by Kenny Dow, five out from his own line. He veers to his side of the field, the right, where he's cleaned up now by two Raiders defenders. Jesse Ramian now goes one out on play number two. This is game two of the weekend. Of course, last night, what a game it was. The Dragons 25, Brisbane 24. Both sides now one win and two losses. As Edric Lee for Newcastle. Down the middle he goes. He runs over the top there of Sutton and Papali, and Canberra hanging on in these tackles. They can't hold the Knights back at the moment. Here's Levi pinching 15 metres. And they're 35 out as the last is called. Pierce, high kick. And again, it's going to be a contest. Up they go. Kotrick just got enough room to catch that on the full unfettered. And he'll play it after being brought down five out from his own line. Here's Nicole Klokstad deliberately running into an offside player in Matautia. But Nicole Klokstad tackled Matautia. The man with the ball tackled the defender trying to pinch a penalty.
That was a...
And now here's Hodgson picking it up and running, then throwing a pass to his right. Williams, a high, half a bridge pass out to Joey Leilua. A bit of room to move. Oh, he turned Edrickley inside out. Into the backfield, Leilua, but no one to give it to as he's stopped by Mann and also Hunt. But here come the Raiders. Couple of tackles left. Play to Hodgson, or rather Rapa, who goes left to Williams. Now to Hodgson. Turns it inside to Sutton. He just punches it forward. He's tackled here by Glasby. Last, Hodgson. He runs from dummy half. Now, a little grubber. Awkward. Brilliant take. Williams, try. Raiders on the board first. What a kick from Hodgson.
What a kick.
He deliberately kicked it in the ground so it would sit up, and it sat up brilliantly for Sam Williams, but they're going to have a look.
Well, the degree of difficulty from that is immense.
Tackle one, ball was played at by the try. Can we just confirm the kick and then confirm grounding here?
I think they want to check if you knocked it on before kicking, but this was all deliberate, Gert, surely.
It almost looked like a drop kick there from Hodgson, didn't it? But, yeah, let's have a look at Williams as he comes down on the football here. Let's see if he takes it cleanly and then put downward pressure on it over the line. He goes to it. He dives. He dives with his arms out.
And
I'm not so sure, Dan, that he gets that...
On first look, that's a
cleanly.
Knock on. That's a knock on.
This is close.
Because he dives over the top of it with his arms out, looking like he just wants to dive on the football. But the ball then pops up and then hits his forearms. Now, whether or not they think that that's simultaneous, I'm not sure. What did he rule? Did he send it up as a try?
Yeah, try, but second replay looks worse than the first, and the third replay looks worse than the second one.
At no time did he have control over the ball.
There's a lot of punters sweating on this result. First try, and this will not be a try, I'm sure.
That's a try. Look at the throw.
There is no downward pressure in the end goal by the Canberra player. It's a knock-on in the end goal. Well, we have a decision.
All the punters are still alive.
Well done.
Replays for Coates Hire. 13, 15, 52 is their number. They have over 1 million bits of equipment available for hire across the country, and as they always say at Coates Hire, whatever the problem, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's twice now for the Raiders in the back of their last two sets down here. They've failed to convert.
The real concern for the Newcastle Knights defence, we just spoke about it coming into this one. They've been really good the opening couple of weeks, but they've got their running game on the Newcastle Knights. They're making good yards through the middle of the field, but defensively they just haven't turned up today, especially on their own line. And Sam Williams, they're unlucky. Started that with a lovely ball on his own halfway line. Gave it to, I think it was Leilua, who put a lovely move on Edrick Lee, but then couldn't finish off the move, the young halfback.
Lee was like a ghost. Now on the next... Oh, Newcastle hit it up and put it down. Barnett. And now picking it up and running is Whiten. And he runs over the 30. This is a zero tackle. Now he's taken down by Ponga. But the Raiders all of a sudden dominating, but nothing to show for it yet. Hodgson, short pass now to Louis, who cuts it up to the 10. And he's finally put down here by two defenders. They're in front of the post, running to the northern end. Hodgson throws left. Williams on to Nicole Klokstad. A violent right footstep. Got past Ponga. Then he underarms it to Williams. Williams keeps it going now to Papali. Papali carries them almost all the way to the line. Clemmer involved to help stop the big fella. And they're one out Canberra. Here's Hodgson. Throws a terrible pass and it's put down. Oh no, it's been called knock back. My goodness. Now finally a knock on there. Jack Whiten put it down after... Josh Hodgson miscued his throw. It was like it slipped out of his hands. And then a pregnant pause from the refs there, but we, I'm sure, agree, got the right decision there.
Well,
and Canberra again let the Knights off the hook.
Yeah, they've got to convert one of these because you got the feeling that the Knights will bounce back and score the first time they get down in the Raiders area. And that's the third time in a row the Raiders have failed to complete. I'm loving the Englishmen for the Raiders. I'm loving these two new guys who've come out. Gee, they're putting in some good hits. Ryan Sutton and John Bateman.
This is me, a player, Bateman.
Oh, and with Whitehead already there, man, they've got a good back row.
So the Knights win the scrum. And they send it out to Kenny Dow, who runs to the open left side, where he's cleaned up by two defenders. Penalty Newcastle. So in the general run of play, Newcastle have been making metres at will, but it's Canberra who've had all the chances. And
well, they've made two errors coming off their own line, the Knights. And you can tell both sides tonight, defence hasn't been their focus through the week. They're both here to score some points, and Newcastle just haven't been able to get up in the opposition half and put a nice
Oh,
instead of six, what a kick that was.
He's gone 45 metres there, Mitch Pearce, with his penalty kick and a touch. So the Knights now inside Raiders territory. And Hunt taps it on the left side, throws it to Levi, who sends it on to Clemmer. Clemmer runs into three defenders and carries them back to the 30-metre line. So Newcastle now. Can they be the first to score? Here's Barnett with a short pass to Matautia. He almost burst through Whiten, but Whiten just got enough of Matautia to bring him down. Play now to Levi. Shimmies out of dummy half. Then throws left to Pierce. Quick hands Ponga. Ponga away to Fitzgibbon. Fitzgibbon, his eyes lit up there. Thought there was an opening, but it was closed down. Five out. Play now to Levi. Throws to the open right to Ponga. Runs sideways right. Then to Pierce. Quick hands Matautia. Then a no-look pass. It's airy fairy. It's picked up on the bounce by Kenny Dow. Keeps it going to Ramien. He's 20 out. Oh, gives a big don't argue to Kotrick. Then he almost throws another defender off him before he's finally stopped. And Hodgson tries to strip the ball off him one-on-one. And I'll tell you what, he got close. But Ramien holds on. 10 away. Ball played. Thrown left to Pierce. Pierce keeps it going to Ponga. Dummies. Beats Bateman. Beats Papali. Beats another. He gets a pass which is touched by Canberra. Taken by Pierce. Should be a restarting of the tackle count. And no indication. No, this will be the last now. Here's Levi going for it all in the last tackle. He got close. Levi thinks he scored right next to the left upright.
Try time.
It looks...
Tackle six.
I think it was short.
I have no try. Just confirm that the ball doesn't get to ground there.
All right. I'm not sure we're going to see sufficient camera angles here because we've got that massive milk carton padding which might get in the way of Danny Levi's. We'll look at some Kotai replays.
Yeah, well, he had Sutton and Denamis Louie there just trying to get in front of the dummy half as he goes out on the last play. He certainly gets the ball to ground.
Oh, looks like he lost
it. It's just whether or not it's on the line and it's far enough. And that's what the referee's
and he's right there, good.
Unsure about. He's got a good view, MG, doesn't he?
Yeah, the ref's right there. And he's called no try, so let's get on with it.
So Josh Papali's legs are basically the giant tree trunks of his. They're blocking the view from the best angle. So far, there's no evidence to say that Levi has got this down. So it looks like
possession
it'll be a change.
Is always maintained by Danny Levi. In this angle here, he's short of the line. That's a tackle complete. We have a decision.
So that'll be a changeover for the Raiders because that was on the last tackle.
Tackle six,
so a lot of action here, but no points. It's still nil all on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Now, at Beaumont's Trade Club, they've got Australia's best tradie rewards, and it's free to join. And for the next 2 weeks, they have a massive deal for tilers. You get a free bag of ABA or Beaumont Tiles adhesive. Just head into store and there's a stack of them into Beaumont Tiles for more details on how you get a free bag. Yes, free. No score. 13 gone.
I know we're quick to give it to them when they do something wrong, the referees in the bunker, but this year they've been exemplary. They put their whistles in their pocket, the referees, and the bunker decisions, they're not wasting our time. You know, they're in and out. I love that.
So here's Louie playing at Canberra. Got a problem here. They're stuck in their own 10 after that changeover right on the try line, and Papali goes, no, we're on play two. Here's Hodgson now picking it up, throwing to Sutton. Well, Sutton's a big unit, isn't he? We're getting our first really good look at him today, and he carries it up to his own 20 before he's stopped by Glasby. Played to Hodgson. Oh, throws to Bateman, and rushing up on him was Ponga trying to put a big hit on. Bateman got through that, but not through Levi, who finished the tackle off and almost gave away a penalty with a second effort. Now on the fifth play, here's Leilua hitting and spinning. Then he tried an audacious offload. It was picked up eventually by a Raider. And despite the claims of some of the Canberra players, the ref didn't think it was touched. So Whiten kicking from inside his 40, but out on the fall. He went for the big 40-20. He miscued. And good judgment from Lee on the wing. He let that go. And it pitched out by about half a metre.
But that was BJ Leilua's fault because he tried to offload a miracle ball in his own half and he's got that in his game. And all of a sudden, Hodgson had to dive on the ball. There was no dummy half. Whiten got a bad ball, kicked out in the full. Chain reaction.
So the Knights 30 metres out now as they go from left to right as Matautia hitting it up, brought down by Croker and Whitehead. Matautia gets up a little gingerly there, playing it to Levi, throwing it to Clemmer. And, oh, it's a good run from Clemmer. Turns his body on the defence, but
The ball, the arm with the ball locked up there by Sutton and Hodson. 20 out, play to Levi, throws to Pierce, now to Ponga. An extravagant pass out to the wing to Lee. Defence slides across and brings the Newcastle winger down. 9 out, left touchline, play to Hunt. Throws to the right to Ponga. Catch and pass to Pierce. Dishes off now to Barnett, who straightens and lays a line on tackle 4. 10 out, play to Levi. They go back to the left, out to Ponga. Ponga to Pierce, throws a terrible intercept. Straight to Rapana. And the saving grace for the Knights is that they had defenders there to bring Rapana down, but they stayed on too long, and now Canberra get a penalty. So Mitchell Pearce, who really has looked good tonight, makes a terrible error there. No score. It remains Beaumont Tigers.
Yeah, they're just overcooking this left side. There's the Raiders defending well down this right-hand side with some solid combinations. Over on the left last weekend against the Storm, they leaked 3 tries in the first half with some new combinations of Jack Whiten over there and Kotrick and... today it's just been all this left side. We know Caelan Ponga's down there, but we spoke about some of the players they've got on their right over here with Ramian and Kenny Dow. They need to use these guys. They haven't been deep enough tonight. They're too flat. Their passes are just not hitting the guy on the chest, and they just look a little bit off with their attack tonight, Newcastle.
So the Raiders now put in the touch, and they go forward on the first play through Louis. He's putting in a good stint here first up. He's 10 short of halfway. Here's Papali. And stopped cold here, Josh Papali. Glasby up top. And down low there, Barnett and also Levi. Canberra on the halfway line. Played to Hodson. Springs out a dummy half. He's been a little quiet the first couple of weeks, but not tonight. He's made almost 20 metres there before he's finally put away. Canberra here, they're rolling nicely. Williams dummy half, away to Louis. God, they sat back and waited. As Louis ran, he ran diagonally so he can run straight into Ponga. And he shoved him away before Louis finally was brought down. Played now and thrown left to Williams. Williams to White, running his diagonal to the left. Dummies inside, goes himself, shakes off a defender. Oh, he got closer than he should have. He was finally brought down, 2 away. Last tackle here, White trying to get a penalty. Not coming, played to Whitehead. Throws to Williams, he kicks toward the middle. That? It's a terrible chip kick, caught on the full by Hunt. He was running backwards there, Williams, as he kicked the ball. And he just couldn't get the timing right. So that's a gift for Newcastle. And on the zero tackle, they work at the within 20 of halfway. Still, no score with 17 remaining in this first half. Triple M rocking your Friday drive footy for Ring.
This has got shades of the Knights v Sharks first round.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah, both sides look ominous at stages, but also look pretty ordinary at stages as well. Both these teams are mirroring that first game.
So Clemmer now with a run early in the set, playing it to Levi, throwing it to Pierce, running straight, then giving it to Ponga. Ponga away to Hunt. Hunt stands in the tackle, then pops it out to the winger of Lee. Lee then straightens as he carves back in field. He got around Hodson. Oh, he couldn't get around the next line of defence, but 20 out Newcastle, still got tackles left. Comes to Pierce. Pierce to Matautia. Matautia rushed up upon by Croker. And the tackle affected, making it the last now. Levi to Pierce, running the short side, then away to Ramian, who's running out of room, needs to offload. Oh, he got a pass way too hard for Kenny Dow, who dropped it. Then it was picked up by Kotrick. Canberra ball, Kotrick tackled, and he's called the player. No score still. Now 18 gone, Beaumont Tiles.
They've got to find a way, girls. Jesse Ramian's being wasted.
Way too flat, aren't they, MG, out this side? Every time they get the ball, they're standing still. They need to run onto it, take a couple of steps back, and give themselves some space.
It is encouraging, though, the way Pierce is running straight, isn't it?
He's looking good, Pierce.
He really is taking them on at will now. He's Hodson out of dummy half to Nicole Krokstad, playing his 10th NRL game. And he's claimed here by 3 defenders here, 9 short of halfway. And tackle 3 for the team in green. Played now to Hodson. Throws a long pass to the right to Williams, who sends it on to Bateman. Bateman! Oh, he turns Ponga inside out, and he's into the backfield, Bateman. But he's got no one to give it to. Comes to man. He got around him, but the defence sweeps across. Now finally brought down. Oh. But a miracle offload to Leilua, who did well to hold onto it. And then he was brought down 10 away.
Wrong way.
Here comes to Hodson. He throws to Williams. 2-on-2. Out it comes to White. White! Oh, he gets a pass, which is juggled by Edge. Lee for Newcastle, and he caught it to save a try, but it's a penalty here against the Knights. But boy, oh boy, that should have been a Canberra try. It's still no score. Canberra with another chance coming up here.
John Bateman, what a run from the English import. He stepped Caelan Ponga like Caelan Ponga would step Caelan Ponga. An unbelievable right foot step from the Englishman. And then it was all, looked like it was going to be a try, but Edric Lee with them long arms, he saw the try line and he couldn't keep the ball in. Got ruled offside in the end.
You could write 1,000 descriptions of that run. You couldn't describe it any better. That Kalyn Ponga, or was it John Bateman, did it? Kalyn stepped in like Kalyn Ponga would step in. Brilliant. So the Raiders tap and go. Not interested in the easy two. And Soliola will be made to play it here. Next to the right upright where Hodson jumps out the back, throws to Williams. Short pass to that man, Bateman. Swivelling. Oh, he's hard to put down.
Wow.
Finally dropped down here by Ponga and Hunt. And ball is played here to Nicole Klokstad. There's a Newcastle player lying in the ruck, but the ref just lets it go. Sutton goes one out, where he's taken by Clemmer. They're in front of the right upright on tackle three. Still no score. Here's Hodson. Throws to the left to Williams. Goes a flat ball here to Papali. Well read by the Newcastle defence. Four of them involved, including Guerra, just entering the game. Playing it back now to Hodson. Goes to the short left to Croker. He scored two last week. Not a try here, as he's gobbled up here by Raymond and also Matautia. So it comes down to the last. They haven't really asked any questions in this set. So it comes to the right here to Hodson. Rolls in a grubber. That's awkward. Brilliant take. Nicole Klokstad. They won't take that off the Raiders. Oh, yes, what a pick-up by the Canberra fullback, and a beautiful kick by Hodson. He is on tonight, and the Raiders, 4 points to nil leaders. The kick will be from in front.
It was coming, wasn't it? I mean, the dummy half, you said early, Dan, he's been quiet the opening couple of rounds. This time got the first receiver on the last play and puts in a lovely banana kick. Bends it from left to right, so it comes back towards his own team. But wow, he gets it just as it's about to hit the goalpost pad, and Nicole Klokstad, who I thought was the best for the Raiders last week, run over 180 metres against the Storm, was Johnny on the spot. And have a look at him. Just picks this one up, takes it cleanly, puts it down between the sticks, and the Raiders strike first.
Well, that's the second Josh Hodson kick tonight that's been mercurial. The first one, Sam Williams couldn't bring pay dirt home with it because he knocked it on. But that one then from Klokstad, and I agree with you, he's been fantastic in first grade since he's been fullback at this taken Jack Whiten spot. And that was just it was that good then. He looked like he was offside. That's how he timed the run beautifully. So Raiders draw first blood.
Jeez, it's, you watch him play and you think, how did he not make it at the Warriors? He was in their system for a long time.
He looks like he's put on a fair bit of weight in the off-season. He looks a lot bigger. He played a little bit last year, played a couple of games, but looks like he's probably put on at least 5 or 6 kilo. He's a big body at the back, got a good step, and we just saw then great hands, and what a great addition to the Raiders this year.
What about the kick from Hodson? It was Joey, yes, the way he just timed it off the outside of the boot and it just curved away. I'm calling it the I'm loving it Macca's moment.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving that. I'm loving the John Bateman. He's my new favourite player in the NRL.
Well, he came to the NRL after being encouraged by Wayne Bennett. Wayne Bennett said, you would make it in the game. You should give it a crack.
And the interesting thing is, watching him the first couple of weeks, he looks like a middle forward. And I thought, when they put him on the edge, because they've taken Tarpany away, they're really going to, you know, miss that wide running back rower. Well, what a wide running back rower he is.
Well, they found one there. What a recruitment strategy by Canberra to realise, you know what, free agents in Australia, we're off. We're off in Australia. They don't want to come down here. It's cold or whatever. It's, you know, it's not the beaches. So we'll go to England. And it's been fruitful. They've got Hodson, Bateman, Whitehead, Sutton, Soliola. They pulled back from the Super League as well. So plenty of English flavour to this Raiders team. Hello, I know we get a lot of English listeners, actually, on a Friday morning your time.
Righto, get up the road.
On the Triple M app. Here's the restart. And Campbell bringing it back. Here's Papali. Yeah, he's met and brought down. Mark Guyer, Ryan Girdler, Dan Ganane, your call team. Expert comments for Bobcat Equipment. As Hodson picks up a dummy half, he goes to the left, away to Whitehead. And Whitehead is met and filled here by Matautia and also Clemmer. Playing it back to Hodson. Gives it to Sutton. He's been busy, Ryan Sutton.
He's been good. He's been good, Dan.
He looks like he's about 6'4" and quite sizey as well. Now on the next play, here's Soliola. Oh, he fell over there just before he hit the defensive line. So easy move for the defence. Four gone. Sloppy play the ball. Comes to Whitehead at first receiver. Oh, no. He's gone for the 40-20, and that's way out on the full. The sidelines of Canberra Stadium, there's a bit of distance between the crowd and the sideline, and he actually put it into the crowd. It was that bad a kick.
So now Newcastle gifted the ball 38 metres out. That's Canberra 6-0 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard.
That's a shocker. At the best of times, that's a shocker. And now the Newcastle Knights, it's forward.
So Clinton with a line ball pass to Guerra. Yeah, crowd didn't like it, but ref said it was okay. The tackle made, play to Levi, another line ball pass to Glasby. And he's filled. Here, all of a sudden, the timing just not there for the Knights after a sprightly start. Now here's Levi, throws to the right to Pierce. Pierce to Ponga. Oh, rushing up on him, White, and with a great tackle, ball and all. In front of the post, here's a penalty.
Well,
that was a bit
touchy. Yeah, I thought that was tough. They've been letting those go all night, and I thought it was a dominant tackle there by White, and he earned the right, but the ref saw it differently. Now a tap, 15 out from the Raiders' line.
Yeah, so it gives the Knights a few extra tackles here. On tackle one, Bremer carries it to within 10 of the line. Taken in front of the right, upright. Played now to Levi, who throws to the left to Pierce. Oh, Pierce turns it inside to Glasby, drops it cold, and then he was so angry at himself, he forgot to pick the thing up. Nicole Klokstad picked it up and ran and collected an extra 15 metres. But now he's been, he might have caught one in the Tyson Frizzell's there. And he's in a bit of pain now as he gets up. And now on the next play, here comes Jared Croker hitting it up for Canberra. And that's only the first tackle. Well, Canberra are going at a different pace at the moment of the Knights. Oh, and Kotrick ducked under a tackle and almost went through. Just held onto by Levi. There's a penalty coming here. Here's Rapina going down the middle. Got past Matautia. Now into Guerra. Newcastle is laying all over in these tackles, trying to milk some time. Played now to Hodgson. Hodgson to Soliola. Like an arrow, straight and hard he goes. He's 20, 30 metres out where Canberra have used up four. Played to Hodgson. Throws to the right to Williams. Keeps it going to Bateman. Bateman muscles his way past the 20. Takes two to bring him down. Fitzgibbon again. Newcastle laying all over these defenders. On the last, Hodgson goes the short side. Throws to Leilua. He gets an audacious pass out to the wing and it's put down. Jordan Rapina. And again, just a little bit too ambitious there, Joey Leilua. Canberra 6-0, Beaumont Tiles.
They put one bomb up to Kurt Mann all game and he dropped it. Why wouldn't you go back to the well? I mean, trying to pass the impossible BJ Leilua there. Just put a kick up high as you can to Kurt Mann. He's nervous under the ball because he hasn't played fullback for a couple of years.
Yeah. 2014, I think, or 2016 was the last time. It's only his fifth game at fullback, Kurt Mann. And a lot of fans were calling for Ponga to be pushed back there. But Nathan Brown, he really wants to give the Ponga Pierce combination a red hot crack as Newcastle send it out to the right where Ramian is put down. Now on the next play, Kenny Dow runs out a dummy half down the short side, got rid of the markers and then ran towards the centre where it was stopped by Elliot Whitehead. On the last, Pierce was under pressure, but he did well. Got a huge torpedo in the air and a terrific take by Nicol Klokstad. That got away from him to the death, but he's all confidence at the moment. Gets up, runs for a few metres before he's collected. 13 to go in the first half. Josh Papali coming off. What a terrific first in he had for Canberra. And he really has flourished, hasn't he, in the front row, in the centre of the field here for the Raiders. As Havili is bumping his way upfield. He ran straight into Levi there. And they both stop cold like two deer running into each other. Now on the next play, Kotrick bustles his way down the middle, frees the arm, throws it to Soliola. Then he rides a high tackle there from Clemmer. The ref said was legal. Halfway line, Canberra. Played to Hodgson, throws to Whiten. And this time a conservative kick. Oh, he gets a Bronx cheer. And it's actually not a bad kick. It's taken on the ground by Kennedy, but he gets up, goes again, and then throws to Mann, who's brought down. That must be the worst feeling when you get a Bronx cheer from your own fans.
That's good. I was never a kicker.
Benny Hunt got a few last night. Every time he takes the kickoff there, every time he catches a kickoff at Suncorp Stadium, he gets a nice kick.
Didn't he give them the proverbial middle finger that last night?
Well, that's a third in the row he's won.
What a game he had, too.
He was great.
Looks like Gareth Widdop might be gone for it. Well, we know he's gone for an extended period, so we wonder if we'll see him again in the NRL as the Knights here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Up to halfway. Here's Pierce, throws left to Ponga. Ponga throws a bullet out to Heimel Hunt. He holds it out in front of him, and they hang off in the Raiders' defenders before finally Leilua cleans up the Newcastle centre. 30 out last, comes to Ponga. Left foot bomb, end over end. This will be a contest. Here's Nicol Klokstad, comes forward.
Wow.
Taken mid-air by Pierce, it seemed, after Nicol Klokstad took it wonderfully. And He holds onto it there. Bateman was knocked about in back play. He is just getting back to his feet. We'll keep an eye on that. And it's Croker now hitting it up for the Raiders. Getting a bit sloppy here with the players from both sides laying all over in these tackles. Canberra dominating. They lead 6-0 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard, and they're certainly the superior team in the general run of play. Here's Horsburgh, this fiery redhead.
I love a redhead.
And he carts it up here and gets to within 15 of halfway.
You can't hurt redheads. They can't get hurt.
And now Hodgson throws to White. Resists the temptation to go for the big 40-20. But he kicks it straight down the throat of Kenny Dow, who runs towards the middle, bumps off from Horsburgh. And Horsburgh comes back again. He says, come here, young lad. And belts Kenny Dow. Horsburgh's about 12 years younger, but there you go. He said, come here, young lad. Now Kurt Mann hitting it up on play number two, where he's brought down. There's Levi down in back play for the Knights. In fact, he's come off the field.
He's distressed, doesn't he?
Yeah. On his haunches there. So he's out of the game. And now Jamie Bure goes into the role of dummy half. And he provides for Clemmer, who's been put down. Knights are doing well to only be down by six, to be honest. They've been totally outplayed the last 15, 20 minutes. Here's Mann throwing it to Ramian. Chance. He's put them open, Ramian, into the backfield. It's Ramian. It's Nicole Klockstad. And Ramian gets through him and plants it down in the corner. And just like that, the Newcastle Knights are back in business. 6 points to four, the Raiders. The kick will be from out wide.
Well, here's a big off-season buy from the Cronulla Sharks, Jesse Ramian. And this is what happens when you give a good player a bit of space. Early ball, straight through Jack White like he wasn't there. Sized out the fullback, Klockstedt, and just went boom, over in the corner. Big, strong, versatile. Kid's got everything. He's got to get early ball, and he can do this.
Kotsai replay just shoved away from White. And Nicole Klockstad, Gerds, didn't have much chance.
No, he didn't. And he did really well here too, Raymond. He sort of slowed up at the last minute and sort of brought Kenny Dowell into play if he needed to create the two-on-one. But just a guy like that has so much strength and so much confidence in his own ability. He's going to take you on one-on-one. And he just burnt Nicole Klockstad there. But exactly what MG said, you don't always need as an outside back, you don't always need to be put in position. Sometimes you just need to be given the opportunity to create your own, and he's a guy that at times needs early ball, especially when things aren't going that well with the attack. You know, he's been relying on Pierce to get him the football or Ponga to come across to get him the ball. That time Mann just said, here you go, buddy, see how you go, and that's the result.
Here's Ponga. He's been kicking well this year, 6 from 7. Kick predictor though, 44%. The sideline kicking in general this year has been awful so far this year. Maybe the weather's had something to do with it, but he's Ponga. 44%, left touchline, the right touchline, the left footer starts it way left, brings it back, but nowhere near enough. So the Raiders remain in front. 6 points to four, Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton, engineered to deliver power, performance, five-star safety, towing, and the latest technology. Yep. This is one tough ute that nothing can frighten. See a Mitsubishi dealer today.
Tomorrow, Manly New Zealand Warriors. That game from Christchurch will be calling. It will be on air from midday, 11 o'clock Queensland, for Saturday Triple M footy. You'll hear the dulcet tones of Ryan Girdler. And then kick off at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Queensland time. Daylight saving ends the week after, Gerd, so we can all be on the same page then. Thank goodness.
It's gone on forever, hasn't it, Daylight
saving? It's too long now, isn't it?
Let's get a joke. Come on, man.
You're an early riser, aren't you, MG?
Oh, I used to be.
And you wake up early, too. So here's Edric Lee, and he gets it on now to James Gavitt, who's just entered the game. And he's brought down 20 from his own line. So to go. And here's Lachlan Fitzgibbon hitting it up. And he's taken here by Horsburgh and also Hodgson. Newcastle, a bit of energy about them after that try. Here's Guerra now punching forward. And it takes through to stop him. And he plays it back to Bure. Throws left here to Clemmer. Clemmer not as effective tonight as he has been the first couple of weeks. It doesn't mean he's been bad. He just hasn't been as dominant.
Yeah, not as robust, is he, tonight?
Right. Seems to be getting a lot of flat ball, doesn't he? Here's Pierce from inside. He's 40. He's got angle on this kick. Dropping back is Kotrick. Takes it on the full. He's 10 out from his own line. He winds up and he runs into three Newcastle defenders. So just the two tries so far on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. 7.5 to go. Gee, it's no wonder the Knights are laying all over the
Raiders in these tackles because they're not being penalised for it. And they've done it again. There's Gavitt.
Gavitt's been a special at it. The last set especially, I think he made three tackles and every time he got a roar out of the crowd. Oh, we see an error from the Raiders.
Croker's thrown a shocking pass and it's dropped by a teammate. And all of a sudden that pressure created by all these slow play the balls, Croker trying to create something out of nothing. And now the Knights get a scrum deep inside Canberra territory.
Wow.
That's an awful play there by Jared Croker looking at a Kotai replay.
Yeah, it's not something we usually see from Jared there coming out of trouble. A little bit of frustration creeping in, I think, on the back of what you just spoke about there and the slow play of the balls, getting in the outside backs and trying to generate some momentum through the middle third of the field. And they just can't do it with this ruck speed at the moment created by their forwards. So feeling like they need to come up with a big play and then coming up with the error.
What a game coming up tonight. Parramatta Roosters. No Cronk for the Roosters again. We'll get your thoughts on those gentlemen in a moment, but let's stick with this. It's from the scrum. Newcastle go left. Ponga to man. Man runs. Threatens. Taken down by Williams and Bateman. Left side now. His Bure dummy half. Throws to the right to Ponga. Oh, he dummies and Gavitt overruns him. And Ponga just puts his hand up and goes straight to ground like he's been tapped on the head by Benny Hinn. And he'll play it 20 metres away. And now comes to James Gavitt just punching his way upfield. He's up to the 10-metre line. And he'll be playing it back to Bure. He thought it was a terrible pass to Pierce, who did well to catch it. Then he runs. But he's taken here by Nicole Klokstad, who got some help in the end. And the Knights here, they're four tackles in. They're 7 metres out. Bure, another shocking pass out of dummy half. Found Gavitt, though, who flicked it back to Clemmer. Clemmer to Pierce. Pierce then tries a cute little grubber, but Bateman takes it easily. What a bizarre play by Mitchell Pierce. Canberra have now got it back. Now Leilua hits it up on tackle number two.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see this set. Again, another forced ball by BJ Leilua. Well, this one worked.
Yeah, that found Rapana, who keeps it going out of Whiten. Whiten on the Whitehead. Whitehead along the line to Croker on the left wing. He calms back in and he stopped 45 away. Canberra have got pretty much a full set here. And now, again, Ramian all over the tackle player. And the crowd really getting rolled up by that as now Soliola goes one out. And he's stopped here by Gavitt and also Aiden Guerra. Next play comes to the right. Williams to Whiten. Whiten to Nicole Klokstad. And he got past Hunt, who rushed up. But the second wave brings Nicole Klokstad down. Ponga involved in the tackle. Less than five to go first half. Havili hitting it up. And just passing at the line to Horsburgh. But well read by Gavitt, who makes a terrific ball and all tackle. Last comes to Williams. High kick for the corner. Lee's got to come forward for the Knights. Oh, he's bumped out of it. Brilliant body work by Rapana. Took it on the full. Gave it to Leilua. Wow. But he's been turtled by Edric Lee.
Wow.
Sensational play by the former Raider. They will go upstairs.
No try. Held up.
Oh, we've got an Englishman in the pocket tonight.
Hello.
English everyone.
Hello.
With a little moustache. Look, that was brewing there by Lee. Nice little kick down this short side. But Lee got held up for the match winner last week against the Panthers by James Maloney. Well, his return serve here on the big Leilua. Let's just go to the Kotai replay there. Lovely kick.
Canberra kick chase is cleared as being onside.
All onside. Williams down the short side. Now the contest is here between Rapana and Lee. So Lee does extremely well after he loses the contest there, and Rapana bats it back, and Leilua comes up with it then. Just to shepherd him towards the sideline. Leilua gets it now. They shepherd him towards the sideline, and then he stops and props and comes back in. And this is the big moment here where Lee hits him with good contact with the right shoulder, gets underneath his arm. Hunt comes in, and that's just brilliant by the big winger.
Well, he would have been 100 to 1 to stop him there. BJ Leilua, it's scored 99 times out of 100.
The ball doesn't make the ground.
In that position.
The entire time, the tackle's completed. We have a decision.
Wow. Well done, Edric.
Two tries, he stopped down that side. Got his hands on one that went for the intercept that they would have scored off in a 2-on-1. And that time then stops a certain four-pointer.
That, you know what that is, gents? That is a skills-certified moment of skill by Edric Lee.
Yep. Oh, he got his ticket then.
Oh, he did what? You know, get the recognition you deserve. Turn your workplace experience into a nationally recognised qualification. That's what they do at School Certified.
Yeah.
They just take all the red tape out of it. You go to them, you tell them what you've done in the past, and they say, right, we'll sort you out and we'll make sure we get you qualified. That's School Certified. So 6-4 Canberra, 4 to go first half. honestly, it could be a 20-point game for the Raiders, and that would feel just about right. There's Clemmer. He's about to play it here to Bureau, to Gavitt. Oh, well, the crowd was not right there. That one was not a forward pass. Gavitt has brought down, but they'll take anything at the moment, this Raiders faithful. By the way, they're going to cop a thumping storm soon. Here comes now to Bureau, who's dropped down here. And we get to the last tackle as it comes to Pierce. His kick is charged down. Now, leading the race here is Whiten, who picks it up. Well, he cleaned up his own work. That was brilliant. Now, he was tackled by Pierce, but now all of a sudden the Raiders are attacking again. Slow play the ball. Here's Whitehead. Throws it to Kotrick. Kotrick just tucks it under the arm. And is filled by Matautia and Clemmer. The Raiders looking for their second try. Hodgson to Horsburgh, and he just goes up the middle where he's tackled comfortably by three defenders. That's three gone for Canberra. 6-4 they lead. Play to Hodgson, to Williams on the right. Turns it back to the left to Havili. Tries to poke his nose through. Hung on to by Bure and Clemmer. Centre field, play to Hodgson. Throws it left to Williams. Shot pass.
No.
Oh, they all fall for the big dummy. And Sam Williams slices them apart and scores under the posts. Oh no, we're gonna. It was that good. We have to check it.
It wasn't obstruction, was it? Was that?
Just confirm. There's no obstruction with the lead runner in the line there.
Well, it didn't look like one. As we go to the Kotai replay, it's basically there's no one even goes the line.
No,
it's
Matautia.
It's Matautia just gets caught up a little bit there with Horsburgh. It's whether or not they feel that he's impeded the defender, but he makes a decision to go in there, Matautia, and then takes his eyes completely off Williams, who's just running the line, looking to pass the ball out the back to White, and realises that there's no ones in front of him. Throws a half dummy that Mitchell Pearce needs to take because there's numbers on the outside. Strolls across and scores a try under the uprights. This is a half that Newcastle will want to forget.
I don't like how many times they're looking at this.
They're really looking at Horsburgh.
They can't take that off.
On the outside of the lead runner, which is number 17. It's a defensive decision by the Newcastle player to go in on that lead runner.
Of course it is.
Well, that was shades of last year where we had six looks when we could have got away with it in one.
So that's what I'm saying. Look, come on. That first look would have told us. I mean, when they look at it more, you kind of second-judge yourself.
Yeah.
Mm. You're going, am I reading this right?
We have a grounding. We have a decision.
But your first instinct's usually the right one.
And you know what? I mean, Jack Whiten's had some moments in this one. He's been caught out defensively, a couple of poor kicks. But still, he gets himself in the contest, came down with a really good charge down, gets possession, and they come on and score another try late in this first half.
So Sam Williams, a rare run, and it pays dividends as he crosses the line to give Canberra a much-deserved 10-4 lead. And this all came from a charge down. It was Jack White. He got in Mitchell Pearce's way and then led the race for the ball. And from there, the Raiders finally...
They've got a really good
record. Finally put some points on
the board.
They've
got a really good record when Sam Williams plays number seven for the Raiders. And I think sometimes it makes the dummy half Hodgson's job so much easier when he knows he needs to be the man to create. And we saw that then. It simplifies. The Raiders are so good at going forward with their big outside backs. They've got so many creative plays in their side. Sometimes I think with Souza there trying to create plays on the back of momentum and then Hodgson not knowing whether it's his job or Souza's job, it can be a little confusing for the side. I think when Sam Williams plays, there seems to be more of a calmness around the way that they attack. And tonight, again, he gets his kicks away. He gets the ball where it needs to go, Sam Williams. And that time, when the hole was there, he took it.
But here's Croker. No need to bother the kick predictor here because he's bang in front. 10-4 with the time ticking away here. A minute to go in the first half. Here comes Croker, and he nails it. 12-4 the Raiders. Triple M rocks the footy.
Getting the winter chills? For the very best in hot water, install a Rheem. With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia, Rheem has been building Aussie tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. No wonder Rheem is Australia's favourite brand of water heaters. Ask your plumber to install a Rheem.
Triple M NRL, we are the home of the Sunday match of the day, and we've got the West Tigers. Good to get our first look at them this year. They take on the Canterbury Bulldogs, Campbelltown Stadium. It should be chockers at Campbelltown. What about that stat? First time ever West Tigers have led the competition. 495 rounds have been in the comp. It's the first time they're number one.
Stay on.
Good on them in the Eagles, eh?
Tyre power shot clock went off, but we continue here. A minute to go in this. Oh, first half. And hitting it up as Havili ran straight over the top of Metautia. Then as he was tackled by the second wave, Havili got it around the corner offload to a support player in Croker who was tackled.
Usually a dummy half, Havili. He's come on as a front rower, I think, for Papali. He's been fantastic.
45 seconds to go here. You wouldn't think we'd see anything fancy, but maybe Canberra have got different ideas. Here's a one-out run from Soliola. And he's met and dealt with. Played to Hodson. Throws to Horsburgh. Horsburgh swivels in the tackle and eventually is put down. Oh, the rain's coming. And now this could be severe, by the way. So Canberra will be most delighted, the Raiders, to be eight in front, because these are the remnants of Cyclone Trevor that are about to hit Canberra Stadium here. So this could be quite severe. Here's Bateman. He'll be comfortable in these conditions. He tucks it under the arm.
He'll love it.
Powers into two defenders. 35 metres out. Last tackle. Last play of the first half. And Hodson just drills a kick into touch. And that ends an excellent first half by the Raiders. Boy, they could have been so much further in front. But clearly the dominant team. It's Canberra. As the rain begins to tumble, leading the Newcastle Knights 12 points to 4. We're going to have the teams for Parramatta and the Roosters on the other side of this break. That's the second Friday night game. Triple M rocks the footy for Maccas and for Ream. Yes, indeed. Second half about to begin. Raiders 12, Newcastle 4. That is your Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Oh, MG and Gerds and Dan, we had a good look at the Mitsubishi Triton today. Isn't that a sight to behold?
Dan, I'm going to come out. I'm going to say that if you go and get one of those, do yourself a favour, go and grab one. And if you have an accident, they should take your licence away. It's got so many different safety features and cameras. It's so advanced technology-wise, it's incredible.
It detects when you drift lanes.
It's a utility. It's the best utility I've ever seen on the road, honestly.
It's got these things in the back where it detects if someone's going to
Sideswipe you. All your blind spots covered with cameras. It's incredible.
Even if you do that stupid thing and look at your phone, and please don't ever do that for goodness sake, and look down and something happens in front of you, it's got sensors to try and stop. Unbelievable, the Mitsubishi Triton. Anyway, the Raiders bring it back here as Saliba Havili.
He's been good.
He's been great, hasn't he? 10 short of halfway. Problem is he just walked about 3 metres off the mark there. So the ref, there's referee Bohemian Rhapsody, just putting him in the right position. And Pommy, and now on the next play, here's a hit up from number 6. Soliola, he just got that in.
Yeah.
He's got the wispy moustache, and he's a Pommy. Tim Roby, that is.
Tim Roby.
It's just an English-a-thon here as Bateman, a Pommy. He plays it. Now it comes back to Soliola. And he goes down the left side where he's dropped down 32 metres out. So last gone here for the Raiders. Oh, no.
Oh,
through the hands it goes to White. Jeez. And he just drops it cold. And that's a changeover for the Knights.
Good first set there, but coming out of trouble, wasn't it, by Canberra. Concerns again. We just saw Nathan Brown up in the box. He does a little look a little bit concerned, and so we should after that set defensively from Newcastle. Pass just went over White's shoulder. Hasn't had a great night with his hands tonight, Jack, but as we said before, puts himself in the contest and makes up for it in other ways.
So the Knights here, well, they certainly, if they can be the next to score, obviously it's game on. And really, they have no right to be anywhere near this game at the moment. But they work it from right to left as it comes from Pierce to Ponga. Here we go, a rare run. Just his third for the game. Pushes away from one, pushes away from another. And now, oh, he was taken high there by Rapana with a lazy left foot shot. But the ref says, no problem, we continue. Edric Lee picks up a dummy half. Goes to Hunt. Hunt tucks it under the arm and is brought down 29 metres away. He's put on his back and he's about to be made to play it here. The rain has held off here, so that shower was very brief. Bure now, close to the right to Pierce. Pierce gets it on the man. Oh, he puts on some footwork, but he's run into some traffic there. Soliola and White. And the crunching tackle. Last, centre field. Bure to Pierce. Sets himself. High kick. End over end. Kotrick comes across. Takes it on the full, but he's got nowhere to go. So he'll be made to play it in the corner of the field here for the Raiders, who are running to the southern end in this second half. Now one of the try scorers, Nicole Klokstad, is trying to power forward, but he's stopped cold here by Bure and also Guerra. All played now. Here's Hodson. Away now to Whitehead. And Whitehead tucks it under the arm and is claimed here by Guerra. Guerra laying low. Now, how is that not a penalty? That's a WWE move as he He hung off.
And that's the side effect with these putting your whistle away.
Yeah.
You know, you get these sides that lay on like Newcastle are here.
So the Raiders now work it back to the left. Here's Horsbrough. Gee, plenty of game time for the young redhead. And he's finally put down here, 18 short of halfway. So that gets us to the final tackle for Canberra as Hodgson goes to the short left of White. He's had a nervous night with the boot, but that one is a little straighter. Caught on the full by Man's thrown it. Sideways would be kind. It did look a little forward, but we continue as it came out to Edric Lee. Oh, he's dropped the ball, but no, as he was getting up to play, the ref said that was Joey Leilua ripping it out. I just wonder if Leilua's reputation counted against him there, because looking at a Kotsai replay.
No, the leg helped it.
Fair enough.
But in the first half, Kalen Ponga had 3 runs for 7 metres. He's just had 1 run for 12. So we want to see more. Nothing better in rugby league than seeing him at full flight. But the first half, we didn't see it at all.
So the Knights put it into touch. They're down 12-4, Mitsubishi Triton. A sprightly start of this second half is Fitzgibbon. Tucks it out of the left arm and is claimed here by 2 defenders. And the ball is played to Bureau. He throws to the right to Clemmer. And Clemmer.
He's got his knee guarded, his knee strapped tonight. I wonder if he's carrying an injury.
He doesn't look quite 100%, does he? Still reasonably effective. He plays it now as Pierce runs at the line, throws it on the man. Man keeps it going here. Pierce was taken late. That might be the problem. As it came out to Ramian and he was gobbled up quickly. But, hang on. We've got a problem here. It's a penalty.
That's a Canberra ball.
It's a Canberra penalty.
It must be for an infringement. Some sort of shepherd, is it here, by Guerra goes through, does he, and takes out Whitehead. Yeah, and Whitehead goes down, and they deem that an obstruction there for the lead runner. So that's a real let-off there for the Raiders. But again, you know, MG just spoke about Kalen Ponga and getting him the football. It's getting him the ball in the right areas, getting it on the back of momentum, letting him do what he does best. They could just throw him the ball and saying, there you go, buddy, on the halfway line. And at the moment, that's just what they're having trouble doing, getting him into the game when he should be brought in.
That cyclone has hit. It's pouring all of a sudden as Horsbrough is brought down on the halfway line for Canberra. And now here's Hodgson. Jesus, has it ever rained like this in the capital? Well, it is tonight. Here it comes to Whiten. And Whiten here is brought down in a vigorous tackle by Gavin. 40 metres out. Here's Havili. Throws to the right to Williams. And Williams pokes in a kick. He tucks in behind Liam. Man takes it. Now runs into his goal. He's gone. He's taken. Up and a roll over him. Man is nervous. He made a shocking error early, and he hasn't been himself since. He's just doing everything a half second behind pace. And now the Raiders will get a drop out here, come their way. That's a beautiful kick by Sam Williams as it pours at Canberra Stadium. 12-4 Raiders.
You mentioned the first half, Gerds, and you're so right about Sam Williams. He's just the pacifier for the Raiders. He just knows when to do the right thing. Then a nice kick on the fourth tackle that no one saw coming, and now it's a line dropout. It just pacifies the Raiders in a great way.
Oh, great kick here. Wow. He is 57 on the full, but caught by Nicole Klockstad, who gives it here to Soliola. But Soliola crashes into them. I swear I saw Nicole Klockstad give himself a fist pump there after he caught that ball and passed it.
Oh, no.
I think he did. He's Hodgson. He got it on there to a support player in Horsbrough. And he's met 22 metres away, just to the left of the post. Played to Hodgson. He goes the short left. He gives it to Whitehead. Dummies, takes them on. Just fell by Clemmer, who's defending very wide. Playing it now to Whiten. Whiten throws it to Hodgson at first receiver. Holds it out. Then keeps going. Then throws to Williams. Williams out to Bateman. Bateman running on the edge. It takes 4 Newcastle defenders to bring the Englishman down. 5 out. Play to Nicole Klockstad. He dummies out a dummy half. Oh, not 4-4. And he almost muscled his way to the line as he dragged those markers back. Last half a metre out. Slow play the ball. Havili waits. Gets it. Throws long left off a shocking pass. It goes over the head of Williams. It's taken by Hodgson. He's now 30 metres out. He pokes up a high kick for Edric Lee. Just drops back. Takes it on the full. Stays in the field of play. And finally is brought down 8 from his own line. What a mess that was for Canberra. It's Raiders 12, Newcastle 4 on the scoreboard for Mitsubishi Triton. And that rain is getting even heavier here at Canberra.
Yeah, going to be really tough now for the Newcastle Knights to bring it off their own line. It was great play there by Elliot Whitehead that came from the left-hand side of the field to get behind his captain there in Hodgson and then chase that kick and put pressure on Lee. But a nice run there from Ramian, and Newcastle now almost on the 40-metre line.
Get Ramian creating something out of nothing. Just bumped two defenders off him and made an extra 10 metres. And now Gavitt rolling forward here. Carries the ball to within 8 of halfway. Last Pierce kicks from just outside the 40. Looking for distance. Nicole Klokstad comes forward and made that a bit more awkward than it probably needed to be. But he caught it and then got up, ran, and then ran straight into Matautia. So no change to this halftime score, and we're now 8.5 into the second half. This Triple M rocks your drive time footy for Ream and also McDonald's. Is that now Kotrick is getting up to play it. The other winger, Arapana, getting involved, and he just works it forward here. And on the fourth play, another one out run. This time it's Soliola, the veteran. Carries it straight into another veteran in Jamie Bira. Oh, no, he's lost the ball. There's the little momentum turn of the Knights were craving. And now they get a scrum feed inside Canberra territory. Boy, oh boy. 8 minutes to go. 8 minutes gone in the second half. Just got some team changes here for Mungall Boots. Looking here at the Roosters. Now, this looks pretty much the same team that ran out last week. Mitch Orbison goes into the centres. Latrell Mitchell has been named at 5'8". Luke Keary at half. Of course, we knew Cooper Cronk was out. Angus Crichton will be the starting second rower. And Lachie Lamb on the bench for the Eels. Oh, no, Victor Radley. Okay, so Victor Radley onto the bench as well in 13. Isaac Liu will start in 14. As for Parramatta, Penny Terapo comes onto the bench in jersey 19 for the Eels. And David Gower has been left out. Geez, he was great last week, David Gower. But Penny Terapo comes in. So they are the teams from Mungall Boots. Here's Ponga. Oh, Ponga has been cleaned up after passing to Fitzgibbon. And he's in Disneyland, Kalen Ponga. Ball played by Fitzgibbon as Ponga is just wafting back to his mate. Doesn't know where to go. Now on the next play, Gavitt gets a flick pass out the back. As it comes to Pierce. Pierce's pass to Raymond. It is put down. He was under pressure. Couldn't hang on to it. Canberra clean it up now. Through Jared Croker.
Yeah, not the right sort of pass there by Kurt Mann, who's sort of trying to get himself involved in the back line then, but the conditions are wet, the ball's slippery, and he threw it way too hard there at Raymond, who was under pressure from the Canberra defence and just couldn't handle it then, and another let off there, and the Raiders bring it out of their own end.
Here's Kotrick, bustles his way up beyond halfway, down the left side of the field for Canberra, runs into Levine Bura, play to Hodgson, takes a few steps out of dummy half, before providing for Horsburgh. And he's met and dealt with, and he plays it now, Horsburgh to Hodgson, throws to the right to Sam Williams, turns it inside to Bateman, getting busy again, and again it takes multiple defenders to stop him, three of them there needed to bring him down. Ball play now to Hodgson, and throws to the right to Sam Williams, 20 out. He pokes up a high kick for Edric Lee. Beautifully weighted. Oh, jumping up above Lee was Leilua, or rather Rapida, but he couldn't hang on to it. It's a knock on.
Then into Raiders.
Oh, if he catches that Rapana, that is a try. And hang on, he called it an Edric Lee knock on? Here's the Kotai replay. Oh, yes. It's gone straight through the arms of Rapana. Lee was just standing there. It's almost hit him rather than he hit the ball. Canberra scrum feed, 12-4 Raiders, Mitsubishi Triton.
Geez, a weapon, Jordan Rapana. How high does he get? Edric Lee's a 6'7" man, and he didn't even jump. He knew that Rapana was going to get above him. It went straight through his arms.
Well, if they score here, it's the nail in the coffin.
I mean, what a call by the ref. He's nailed it.
He got it right, didn't he?
They've been good again tonight.
Ball about to be fed by Williams. 10 metres out. Canberra deliberately hold the ball up in the second row, trying to catch Newcastle offside. Oh, no, they spin it from right to left, and it's put down cold by Jordan Rapana. And I know it's wet. I know it's raining, but you surely can't blame the weather for that. That's just an awful error there by the Canberra winger. And a let-off for the Knights. 12-4 remains. Yeah. Canberra in front.
Jack White just throwing it just a little hard, a little bit behind him there, and Croker just sort of got in his way, but you're right, he's got to take that, and he made his way over from this right-hand side after having a big involvement in that last play that got him the the repeat set. But, yeah, Ricky sitting down there on the sideline, chewing his gum. He's not going up into the stands. He's not hiding from Cyclone Trevor.
It's not the most foreboding name for a cyclone, is it? Cyclone Trev.
Nah. Any cyclone you give a nickname to just takes a little bit of the...
Who's going to win tonight, Parramatta or the Roosters?
Yeah.
We got a good look at the Roosters last week, MG. They were impressive. The Eels, I should say. Yeah. They were impressive against the Dogs.
They were, and they had no ball that first half. Look, I've tipped the Roosters, but a bit like last night's game, I sense an upset.
Yeah. Well,
I sense an upset.
Hello to everyone driving out to ANZ or getting the train out there. Hope you're enjoying the call of the first game of the night, Canberra 12-4. And it's Triple M rocks the footy for Maccas and for Ream, Australia's number one. And now Newcastle, just getting through their set, have made an error. Lachlan Fitzgibbon just drops it in the tackle. Joey Leilua involved in that tackle. And the Raiders will get a scrum feed inside Newcastle territory. 12-4 Raiders.
I think they really missed Cooper Cronk in a game like this. You know, he's just that steadying, calming influence, isn't he? And I know Luke Keary's doing a great job as their general playmaker at the moment. But, in the form the Parramatta are and the way that they were able to just pile on points against the Bulldogs last week, who were actually playing pretty well in the first 20 minutes. They're in some sort of rhythm, and I think they'll challenge the Roosters tonight. I still think the Roosters will win, but it's going to be a belter of a game.
I don't know why we bother with the shot clock, honestly. It goes off five times a game, and there's never any action taken. But it does give us a chance to mention Tyre Power right now and exclusively as Canberra get a penalty at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. They're the kings of the buy three, get one free Tyre Power. Decision time for the Raiders. They're 30 metres out directly in front, but they're not going to go for two, are they? They're right in front.
You wouldn't think so.
Sam Williams has got ball in
hand. You keep the foot on the throat, wouldn't you?
And he puts the ball in the touch. Go on and win this, Canberra. An interesting decision for Ricky to make because Sam Williams has been very steady, hasn't he, in the number seven role with Caesar, an oblique injury, keeping him out tonight. Here's Joey Leilua hitting it up. Brought down on the right side. Play to Nicole Klokstad. Put my teeth back here. And gets it on here to Papali, and he's taken one-on-one. Great tackle there by Aiden Guerra. Played to Hodson. Double pumps and gets a long floating pass out to Williams. Williams keeps it going to the number six in Whiten. He tries to duck under the defence, but he's knocked over. Near the left touchline now as they bring it back to the middle. Williams turns it inside to Soliola, and he's knocked down. Williams barking instructions. It feels like this is the play here. Here it comes to Hodson. Throws to Williams. Turns it inside to Horsburgh. Changes direction. Well, he just carts it up, so nothing fancy. Horsburgh tried to get that arm free, but he goes to ground in front of the left upright.
Wow.
Last tackle. Yeah, Gavin finally. He's been daring the referee to penalise him all game, and the referee has had enough.
Yep, you're right. That's a good description. He's been daring the ref every time he's made a tackle.
What a terrible penalty, Gerds, to give away.
Oh, because fifth play. Yeah.
12-4 Raiders.
Well, Canberra got to show more than that last set. That was abysmal.
But he did it on the second and the third as well. So
here comes Horsburgh. And from the tap restart, he just ambles upfield and is met here 5 out.
There he is again, Gavin. There he is again.
And laying, it's Gavin again. My goodness. Here's Hodson. Dummies. Then a short pass to Papali. Tries to hit and spin his way to the line. And he's felled a metre out. Right side now. Fitzgibbon with a nice tackle there. 12-4 Raiders. Here's Hodson. Throws it left to Williams. Oh, a flat line ball pass to Horsburgh. If they were an away team, that might have been going against them. But the ref lets it go. Horsburgh plays it to Hodson. Jeez, they've had nothing here. And now he swivels. Kicks straight into a Newcastle player. No restarting of the tackle count as Hodson picks it up. Floats a pass out to Nicole Klokstad. He says here, Chance, you have a crack. And he just carries it forward. Boy, it's been an aimless couple of minutes here for the Raiders, but they're still only 2 metres out here. Now they're on the right side.
Here it comes to Rapana. He doesn't know what to do with it. Gives it to Williams. Rolls in a grubber. Hits the giant goalpost. And Mann is there for the Knights to clean it up. And he stays in the field of play. Newcastle handle that easily. Up and now. Jack White lines up Kenny Dow. And it's a pile driver.
Offside.
But he's called offside. That was like a Bill Goldberg spear for the wrestling aficionados.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Just trying to inspire his side there after a couple of really poor sets by the Raiders, who look lost in attack at the moment. And all they seem to have in their kit bag is their kick at the sort of the last back end of their set. And that one wasn't a good one by Williams. Hit the posts and bounced back. Man got out of trouble easily. And then White, and just sick of the chaos, just wanted to make a difference and was a little bit offside. Unfortunate there. But let's just see what the Newcastle Knights can do now with the footy.
So here's Matautia playing it for Levi and getting it on. Josh King enters the game. And he's met by Horsbury here. God, if they score next, it'd be outrageous that they'd be within touching distance, the Knights. Gavitt now hits it up, playing it to Levi. Throws it left to Mann. He lurks around the middle of the field, threatened to pass it back inside. But Horsbury again, he seems to be everywhere, the big redhead. As the tackle is made, now it comes to Pierce. Pierce to Ponga. Ponga calls a runner inside, throws it to him. That's Matautia. Matautia straightens and is filled by three defenders. 23 metres out, the Knights' last tackle. Feels like they haven't been down here for a long time. Comes to Pierce. High kick across the face of goal. Coming down five away. Up goes Edrick. Oh, he got a touch on it, but he lost it forward. And then for good measure, his teammate Fitzgibbon dropped it forward. And that is a changeover for the Raiders. 21 and a half to go on a game that has just got away from these players a little. 12-4 it remains. Canberra on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. The Mitsubishi Triton engineered beyond tough.
Yeah, with 21 minutes to go on the clock, there's still an age in a rugby league game for anything to happen.
You balk it like that, they get... No, their line wasn't second.
Gee, really misses some size at the moment, aren't they, the Newcastle Knights? Clemmer's gone off, the Saifidi brothers aren't available, and they just lack that punch through the middle.
Soliola now is hitting it up for Canberra. Three in the tackle. Ryan Sutton about to re-enter the game.
He's a big boy.
Is he what? Should be fresh. He's had plenty of time off. Here's Joey Leilua getting it. Driven sideways. Does want to hang on to it as he's picked up and dumped. With Hunt and Lee involved in the tackle. Played now to Rapana, gives it to Bateman. Oh, and he stopped cold and driven back. Well, Newcastle, it's like they've put all their chips in the middle now, and they've decided we have to do something right now.
Well, they've also pushed Caleb Ponga to fullback, and Mann's now up in the front line on the left.
Let's see how this progresses. Here's Papali, who's going up the middle and playing it, and Hodgson senses they're going nowhere, so he kicks before the last. It's a long kick, and here he is, Kalen at fullback, with room to move. A sight for sore eyes as he runs down the left, and he lost the ball.
Oh, that wasn't any climax.
And now Horsburgh picks it up for the Raiders and is put down. Oh, Caitlin, what a miserable night it's been so far. And now Edrick Lee laying all over the tackle player in Horsburgh, and Horsburgh fires up. He's going to play the ball again.
Okay. My wish, zero tackle.
Right side of the field, the Raiders. 12-4, they lead. 19 and a half to go. Soliola tucking it under the left arm and just hitting it up. And he'll play it now for Hodgson. He turns it inside to Papali. Runs back towards the marker. Swivels Papali, but can't get that arm free. Oh, yes, he does. Right on the death, he finds Hodgson. It was too late. The ref said he was held.
That was a great ball if you got that away.
Hodgson was off. He was looking for options, but Papali made the stand. Plays it now. 20 out to Hodgson. Throws it left to Sutton. Sutton charges forward, taken by a rushing Josh King. Left upright now. Here's Hodgson. He pops it to his right to Williams. Williams to Nicole Klockstad. Get through the Hunt tackle. Get through another and strolls over. Oh, dreadful Knights defence, but Nicole Klockstad put him down for a double. And the Raiders looking the goods tonight. 16-4 and a very gettable kick to come.
Yeah, another opportunity there just from the Raiders, created by the Newcastle Knights error. But it was just, again, giving early ball to good athletes. And that's exactly what happened here. We go back to the Caelan Ponga. The experiment moved him back to fullback there. And on his first opportunity, comes up with the error. But then it's just Sam Williams again. Nice and calm and controlled. Gives the ball early to Nicol Klockstad. And then it's just a horrible miss by Hunt. Fitzgibbon comes across trying to clean up the mess, but Klokstad's just got a great right foot step, and we saw that last week, and we see it here again tonight. Pushes through Hunt way too easily. There's no cover on the inside. By the time he gets to Fitzgibbons, well, he steps off his right, scores next to the upright. We see that he pulls out the bow and arrow and hits someone in the crowd, Dan. And he's a talent, this guy. He's in great form. And he gets a double tonight.
He's got the physique and the hair, hasn't he, to pull the bow and arrow. And
there was always a risk with putting him there that you're going to strengthen one position, which is 5'8", to weaken another. But he showed in the first three rounds that there's no weakening of the fullback position at Canberra. This kid's got it, and he's confident. He's good under the high ball, and he's always in the game. I love fullbacks that are always in the game.
All right, so kick predictor says 80% now, I'm told. 15 in from touch. Now, this really, the game rests on this, surely. If Jared Croker can put it through, it's so hard to see the Knights putting on three tries with 17 minutes to go. So here he is, right side here, Croker, the left footer. So the preferred side for the left footer. Comes in. And, he pulled it badly. Geez, he has that occasional shocker in him, doesn't he, Gerds?
Yeah.
Just occasional that he just, the one you think he's going to nail for sure, and it gets away from
that him. One on his good side, then I guess the conditions, but yeah, sometimes he just pulls them a little bit, Dan, and that was a costly one too, because you're right, there's no way the Newcastle Knights are going to score three more tries, but they might get a couple.
Well, 16-4, and they've just had their interest peaked a little here, the Knights. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, Manly New Zealand Warriors, where it's a Christchurch game, so there'll be plenty of activity before the game. It's the first major sporting event in Christchurch since the activities of a couple of weeks ago, so that will be a special event, and we'll have it all on Triple M Footy midday with the show, and then it's 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Queensland for the game itself, and then Sunday we're at Campbelltown for West Tigers and Canterbury. And Canberra just bustling through their first couple of tackles here. As it's played now to Hodgson, throws to Bateman, and Bateman runs down the right edge, where he runs into three defenders here. And he made the play. Back to Hodgson, gives it to Soliola, and then turning it inside to Papali. Papali got a late offload. They won't take that off him. Nicol Klokstad lurking down the middle, Tedesco-esque, as he runs down the centre of this Canberra stadium and then stopped 30 metres away. Boy, he's got to be a contender for man of the match, surely. Comes to Williams. Goes high. Now that's a big one. Coming down for Ponga. Oh, Ponga almost hurts himself as he leaps up and took himself off balance and then fell on his side. That had a fair bit of courage about it.
Oh, yeah, he's got plenty of that.
And now Heimel Hunt goes one out on play two. 16 to go. Newcastle trailing 16-4. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Triple M rocking the footy for Ream. With over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia, Ream have been building Aussie Tough Water Heaters for Aussie families, Aussie conditions. And they've been doing it, as I said, for a long, long time. Penalty to Newcastle, you may have heard in the background there. So that just gets Newcastle some field position.
That's 7-2. Penalties tonight.
And again, Pierce has slammed it into touch and made a hell of a lot of distance. And now Newcastle only 39 out on tackle one. Glasby plays it to Levi. Throws to Pierce. Pierce on now to Barnett. Barnett tucks it under the right arm. And is put on his back here, 29 away. So it's about to be played here to Levi. Throws to Pierce on the short right. Oh, gives it to Metautia. Metautia gives it to an unmarked Kenny now. He strolls over in the corner. And Newcastle, there is a little bit of life. A huge kick to come from the sideline. But for the first time in a long time, the Knights look good with the ball, 16 points to 8.
Well, I think that's the first time they've had it in the Raiders' half, in the second half. And it was down that left side the Raiders have had trouble with over the last couple of weeks defensively. Jack Whiten comes in off his man, turns in on Pierce, didn't need to. That creates the space there for Metautia to get through. And he does a wonderful job there. He brings in three Raiders defenders and is able to throw it over the top of one of their arms. I think it's Croker. And hits Kenny Dowell on the chest. And he goes over for a try in the corner. Now, it's a tough conversion here for young Ponga, who took a lovely high ball there, Dan, to start this movement for the Knights.
Yeah.
But, gee, it's an important one.
Game on.
So Ponga, look, not a great goal kicker, 69% last year, and he missed an easier one earlier. This 43%, the kick predictor. Kalen Ponga, big moment this, to put him within a converted try with 14 to play. It's on the right side, so that's good for the left footer. Starts it down the middle. Oh, yes. A big moment there for Kalen Ponga. 16-10. How the hell are the Knights still in this? And we know that the Raiders have been the faders in years gone by, particularly last year. So they'll be having some rough memories as Hudson Young, what a great name. That's a movie star name. Comes into the game. He's actually a Maitland boy, and he's making his NRL debut for the Canberra Raiders.
What a time to go into the game.
Yeah.
With 14 minutes to go, and the Knights are coming back here. You can feel the momentum shifting as the game's going on.
Hudson Young, doesn't he sound like he should be in a movie with The Rock or something? Or Fast and the Furious? As the Knights now work it upfield. You've got MG, you've got Gerds, you've got Dan, expert comments. Here on Triple M Footy for friends of Bobcat.
Nice shot by Young.
Yeah, first he belted Tim Glasby. Now that's a big player to knock over there, and Glasby got up wincing. Now the next play, the Knights spread it to the right, but no love there as it came out to Matautia, and he was gobbled up quickly. Now on the next play, Barnett away to Glasby, and they've ganged up on him again. I don't know what Tim Glasby has done, but they're all over it. He'll play it now to Levi. He'll throw to Ponga. Ponga sets himself, kicks from inside the 40, and he's kicked it over the head here of Nicole Clockstar. That's a beauty. So he wasn't interested in the 40-20. He was interested in the distance, and the Canberra fullback brings it back, bumps off one, then bumps off Pierce, and now finally brought down. Oh, careful. Josh King almost gives away a penalty. And finally, Nicole Clockstad plays it, and Kotrick is playing it now on tackle two after his short run.
Gee, I'll tell you what, David Clemmer's had a massive rest, and you picked it early, MG. I'm not sure whether he was 100% tonight. He had that knee heavily bandaged, but I'm not sure he's even taken any part of this second half.
His Canberra's done nothing in this set. Here's Leilua. He's claimed on his own 20 on tackle four. Play the Bateman. Oh, here's a Newcastle Knights play down. Oh, and Leilua has given him a bake here.
Leilua, I think, done something to him.
So,
with the ball.
Is that Glasby again?
They're going to get the penalty, though. They've got the football, the Raiders, in possession. I think Leilua's given away a penalty here.
Well, this would be one of the all-time dumb plays if he has. Oh, he's given a little backhander and then given the bloke a bait. That's Glasby.
Did he bite him?
I've just got a penalty.
Now, what's happening? That is a fascinating Kotai replay.
We'll wait for the replacement.
No.
Oh, look.
He just lashed out with his left arm.
But he had to have to do it for a reason. He couldn't have done it, honestly.
Yeah.
That's a brain fade if he did.
Well, this would be it. Glasby's off. Now, he may just blow a play the ball here for Canberra late in the tackle count, but if it is a penalty, it would be about 20 metres out for the Knights.
Wow.
I'm waiting here on confirmation.
Yeah, it's a penalty to the Knights.
Wow, what a dumb play by Joey Leilua.
That is one of the worst you'll see.
So the Knights will get this 20 metres out. Pierce has ball in hand. I'd like to see some more replays. And now Clemmer back in the game of what actually happened, because something wild, you know, Leilua can do some dumb things, but
something's happened, yeah.
Something got in there.
Or he thought something happened.
So here's Clemmer now hitting it up. What a turnaround in this game is Clemmer now, 12 metres out. And as he'll play it here, and all over him is Sutton. Centre field, play to Levi, throws to Pierce. Pierce turns it inside now to Barnett, straightens, running towards the right upright, runs into Klockstad, and one other there in Hudson Young. Here's a penalty. No real punishment for the Raiders. That was only tackle two. So Levi and Pierce having a conversation about what they're going to do here. Levi's got ball in hand, taps it, gives it to Barnett, and he's just going to hit it up. He's driven back here, gang tackle, back to where the tap was taken, 11 metres out. 11 minutes, 45 seconds to go. 16-10 Raiders. Here's Levi. Throws left to Pierce onto Clemmer. Runs over the top of poor Sam Williams. And then the second wave of the fence, John Bateman coming in to finish Clemmer off. Left side now. Play to Levi. Throws a long pass to Pierce. Catch and pass to Ponga with room to move. Turns it inside to Raiders. Picked up a dump by Whiten. Wow. My goodness, he's made some big tackles tonight, Jack Whiten. Playing it now to Levi. Throws to the open left to Pierce. Takes them on. Left foot step. Left foot step. Can't get around them. Threatened momentarily, though. He'll play it six out, right upright to Levi. Short pass to King. King runs into Nicol Kloksad, who holds his ground and makes the tackle. One away. Penalty Newcastle. Wow. The ball came free. That's a big call for the Knights.
9-2 the penalties against Raiders.
Well, Nicol Kloksad was like a big basketball centre taking a charge there.
Let's go. We're good to go.
And took a bit of courage there. And now six more tackles for Newcastle. 16-10 they trial. Tap by Levi. Throws to Pierce. Pierce to the left to Mann. Mann along to Fitzgibbon. And Fitzgibbon was dropped cold by Bateman. 10 out. Left upright. Played now to Levi. Throws to the right to Clemmer. Early ball for Barnett, who rides a heavy bump from Whitehead and then is tackled finally by Hodgson. Played to Levi. Gets a diabolical pass along the ground to Ponga, who ducks his head and just waits for the tackle of Whitehead. Newcastle, they're all at sea here. 11 out. Here's Levi. Throws to Clemmer. Clemmer an early ball to his left to Pierce. Pierce to Mann. Mann holding it out in front and then gets it on to Fitzgibbon. Threatens. Oh, taken here in a big tackle there by Leilua, who owes his team. 1 metre out. Play to Levi. Throws to Pierce. Rolls in a grubber. Ricochets off a Raider. Then comes forward off a Newcastle player. Wow. Nicol Kloksad has got it for the Canberra Raiders. The Raiders survive. A kick that left a fair bit to be desired for Mitchell Pierce. And now he's caught one in the throat, the Canberra fullback. We'll have timeout, 16-10 Canberra, 9.5 to go on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
Well, that was frenetic. But you thought that, you always thought that Newcastle were going to score in that set of six. The fact that they haven't is going to lift the Canberra Raiders to another level, you'd think. So there's still 10 minutes to go in this game, but a long, long time in rugby league, Gerds.
Yeah, well, they're going to try and put the heat on defensively now, the Newcastle Knights, who certainly have a spring in their step, and they're going to get some line speed here. They're going to get their big men through the middle to try and force an error here so they can try and get the 6 points needed to tie this one up. But, yeah, you spoke about it, MG. It was frantic. It wasn't a great set by Newcastle, who really didn't challenge the Canberra Raiders defensively, and Mitchell and Kalen needed to do a lot better in that set then, just to try and challenge this Raiders defence.
At least six times last year, Canberra lost after leading with 20 to go in 2018. Six times. Bateman plays it for Hodgson. Throws it to Young. Young bumps off a tackle here at Barnett, then goes again. That's a terrific burst there from the young man.
Movie star.
He's just entered his first game. Hodgson goes for a big 40-20, but Lear dropped back for Newcastle, takes it on his own 20 and carts it back to within 20 of halfway. So time not an issue at the moment for the Knights. 9 minutes to go, down by six. Ponga throws it on to Kenny Dow, the recent try scorer. Runs sideways and then has his legs taken out from under it. Now on the following play, comes to Heimel Hunt, and he's driven sideways by Croker. Bit of grunt in these tackles. Played back to Matautia. Throws to Clemmer. Again, not quite at 100% with these runs as he bumps into three Raiders, make it four Raiders defenders. Five short of halfway, comes to Pierce. Pierce holds him at bay, then throws to Ponga. Ponga, a no-look pass, bouncing. Oh, taken by Hunt, and he's driven backwards by Leilua. And Ponga is not on tonight. And now on the last play, Edric Lee picks it up and runs out a dummy half. Here's the problem. He dropped it.
Oh, my goodness.
He dropped it. He got a fingertip to it, then picked it up. Everyone stopped. He ran. Referee said that was a knock on. Canberra, changeover.
Oh, Edric.
45 metres out.
Well, it's like a giraffe trying to pick up a tennis ball there. And it's got a caught between his two front feet and just couldn't handle it, but just the timing was awful. They just needed to put something, a decent kick on the back end of that set, because it was an average set. And then on the back of that error, well, Canberra are up and about with 7 minutes to go now. They're attacking Newcastle again, and as the shot clock goes off, and hasn't that been important tonight?
I say, Hamster Jack.
Just go the credit.
Oh, we see an error there by White, and it's a play on.
Unbelievable.
Football.
Pierce picks it up.
Double
and then he's taken from behind there by one of the Raiders after the referee called to hold the proceedings.
Gee, White's got some mistakes in,
didn't he? The tackle was complete.
So let's look at the Kotai replay here. Okay, so White taken there by Matautia. Oh, yeah, he just dropped it cold.
Game clock is off. Stay there, everyone.
So that is definitely a fair scrum feed for Newcastle. God, this Canberra side, they just gift their opposition chances, don't they?
Oh, man. It'd be frustrating coaching him.
16-10 Raiders. They led 16-4. 7 minutes, 8 seconds left on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. So the Knights win the scrum, and here's Kenny Dow working the middle of the field as he shrugs off one defender and then is collected. And he's playing at five short of halfway, where Levi picks up, gives it to Hunt. Hunt runs into two defenders. Canberra claiming a knock on there, but the ref didn't see anything, and Hunt will be made the play, where Levi picks up and throws it now to Fitzgibbon. And Fitzgibbon now carting it forward. 38 out, 3 gone. Ball played. Here's Clemmer. Clemmer to Pierce. Quick hands. Away to Mann. Oh, rushing up was Kotrick, and that allows Mann down the sideline. He then gives it to Kenny Dow. Shrugs off a defender. Taken 2 metres out by Kotrick. What a defensive error by Kotrick there. As now, here it comes from Ramian. Two tackles left. Ramian to Mann. Mann to Pierce. Long pass to the left to Ponga. Ponga floats it up now for Hunt. Hunt one-on-one. Then a short pass to Lee. Defence comes across. They make the tackle. Then they throw Lee over the sideline. Big decision for the ref to make. Big decision. Penalty.
The tackle was not complete.
No penalty. Canberra get the ball back. Joey Leilua will be happy with himself. After that idiot play earlier, he was involved there. That's a big play for the Raiders.
Unbelievable.
Jeez, Gerds, I'm not sure that tackle wasn't
completed. I know. I think they had to give him the benefit of the doubt. They didn't want to make him really angry, Joey. But that was, another great break down the right-hand side. That's the side they need to attack, that left-hand defensive side of the Raiders. Jack Whiten out there. Croker and Kotrick have made a few defensive errors tonight. That one should have been capitalised on. I mean, it was a 2-on-1 then. Man, and Klokstad did really well. He faded out on the winger and Kenny Dow there, but the dummy should have been thrown by Man, and they should have had another 4 to 6-pointer.
Oh, now here's a lazy left arm high tackle from Mitch Barnett. May have been Clemmer, but either way,
it's a reliever.
It sure is. And Canberra now, well, Sam Williams can boot field goals. And
there's nothing much in that.
Nah. That is
look more dramatic than it was.
That's a home crowd.
A
penalty.
Little penalty. So
okay,
that is a penalty which will give Canberra a chance to put this into Newcastle territory. 5 minutes, 23 to go. This is game number 18 of the NRL season, and if we were to have power rankings, this would be ranked 18th. But it's close. It's 16-10. And that's all we want. Close footy.
Close game's a good game.
Yes. Sam Williams, the only Raider in this lineup to have ever kicked a field goal. He's kicked three of them. So it's tapped here by Croker, and he throws it across to that man Williams, who shovels it onto Papali. Papali driven sideways, met on halfway. And now, he's been hurt here, Papali. Now there's no reason for him to stay down on purpose, because
no, he never does.
There was nothing untoward in the tackle, and he's popping in the ribs.
Let's move it to the side.
It was a shot there by. Might have been Barnett. He's just fallen awkwardly on the ribs.
Three of them fell on him awkwardly, and it looks like a bit of rib damage.
How bad are damaged ribs?
The worst.
Because you can't take painkillers, can you?
Yeah, you can't even sneeze.
Hudson Young hits it up on tackle two, and now here's Ryan Sutton. He just charges forward, 39 out on the third. Nothing extravagant so far. Hodgson, he throws to Williams, turns it back inside. The Bateman pokes his nose through, beats one, beats another. another. He's got Nikon Klokstad looming up. He was taken down from behind as Bateman is finally felled nine away. Now it comes to Williams. He wanted the field goal, but they rushed up on him, gave it to Hodgson. He tries to create one. He kicks it straight into a Newcastle player. Now the referee has indicated six more. So the Raiders pick it up, and they've got a fresh set with Leilua brought down on the first. Now here it comes to Rapina, centre field, picking it up and running. And he is charging his way, burrowing his way to the line. He's finally met three away. Well, this might be the tackle here. Here's Hodgson, and he goes deep. Yep, comes to Williams. Plenty of time. He shoots. Yep. He shoots. Well, he scores 17-10. And Sam Williams surely gives Canberra an unassailable lead. Even by Raiders standards, they surely can't muck it up from here. 7-up, 3.5 to play.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they ever knew that was on then. You saw Hodgson jump out from dummy half. Looked like he was going to play on that right side to a couple of the Raiders forwards running through. And then he realised late that he was waiting back there, Williams. And, yeah, we spoke about him earlier. He's a calming influence. He creates time for himself, especially around his kicking game, and he got the job done there.
Here's the attempted short restart, except it wasn't short enough. It went about 23 on the fall, and Rapina took it. So they won't be getting the ball here, the Knights, as Bateman picks it up, and he gets it on to Jack Whiten, and he carries it forward. So this should be the Raiders' second win of the season, and they really do have to get a good start here to the year, because they've been gifted a pretty nice draw at the start of the year. A lot of home games. In fact, this is game two of a run where they get 4 of 5 here at Canberra Stadium. So they must build their points early. Last two seasons, they were 0-2 at this point coming into round three. So things looking up for the Raiders as Ryan Sutton brought down on the halfway line, and it's Williams. Gets boot the ball, a high kick, and it's taken on the full by Ponga. And he just floats across to his right, throws to Edric Lee, and he takes the tackle. So the Knights need a miracle. 2:45 to go, Mitsubishi Triton, Raiders 17-10.
Made a lot of changes to their roster in the offseason, the Raiders, and they're just a lot more mobile. And you can see that in the back end of their games where in the past, last year, they fade out and they lose games because they become fatigued. Now with guys like Bateman, and you can see, you know, with these other guys, Sutton that are and Whitehead, they're smaller. Denamis Louis, they start and they just stay in the contest for longer. Ooh, and
here's Pierce giving it to Lee. Lee's got a bit of room down the left side and he's felled, but not before he looked threatening momentarily. Here's Pierce throwing it to Clemmer, and Clemmer pushes away from Young, but he can't get away from the next two defenders there. Whitehead
look
and
for
also
Chip over the top here.
Yeah, it is the last. They must try something, and there it is. Pierce. Oh, he was collected on the way through as he went for the chip kick. The kick was way too big. It was easily taken by Croker. And no action on that late tackle. So no penalty against the Raiders. And Canberra, 10 short of halfway. Well, they should be home now if they weren't home before. Minute 40 to go.
Who's going to get the mongrel boots?
I think Sam Williams.
You think Sammy Williams? What about your man Bateman?
Well, that's being biased, but I'll pick him every week.
What about Nicole Klopstad?
Yeah. Just more to your point, Canberra went from the heaviest pack last year, average of 113, to the lightest pack this year, the average of 103.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. Good stat, MG.
Well done, MG.
So, and it's...
They've lost 10 kilos a forward.
Well, it got rid of Joseph Paulo and Boyd.
Yeah. Wow.
Junior Paulo, sorry.
Yeah, so Canberra now... Just,
well, let me tell you a little bit about your man, Bateman. 9 tackle breaks.
Wow.
40 tackles from 44 attempts and 179 metres.
Man of the match.
They're pretty good stats.
He seems to have really strong lower body strength.
He does. Yeah, he's awkward. He's got a really good right foot step.
He's not big.
Look at that. They've even got more than me.
Yeah, well, just as we spoke, our friends at Fox, they put up his stats, which would indicate they're giving him their man of the match.
We said the first guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll give John Bateman the mongrels.
You're right, lad. Oh.
And isn't he having a good time in the... He's 25
and,
as well.
So they're untainted by the... You know, you're saying, Dan, tonight how many games they've lost by 2 points. These Englishmen aren't tainted by that.
No. And now here's a chip kick which goes straight to Nick Kotrick. Oh, Kotrick sets sail. He's going to go for the corner. He got a pass here to Kennedy, who knocked it back. And then it's fallen on by Kotrick, who might have got a try with 15 seconds to go. Then you're right, MG. Cotrick just should have pinned the ears back.
Hey, away, Elliot. I want to talk to him. Away. Oh, away.
Okay. So it was a chip kick from
Relax,
Gears.
Mate. Relax.
It's almost over, Sorry? Johnny Stone. So it's almost over.
From Raiders.
Yep, and I had to restart as 20, but check for a grounder.
Okay. Horse. I've tackled one. I have no try. Just confirm the knock-on from the Raiders, and then the ball going dead for a 20-metre restart.
All right, so Cotrick, he pinned the ears back momentarily, but then he decided to pass.
Just dive from there.
He got a call from Whitehead, and the ball then, it looked like it came off Kenny Dow, who got his hand in the way. 17-10 Canberra, so this is just all about the margin. Yeah, well, that's off Kenny Dow.
That's off Kenny Dow.
Coach
so that goes backwards, but they're now trying to work out who it goes dead.
The ball is knocked backwards by Sean Kenny Dow. We've got a live ball to this point.
Yeah. This is the one here, I think.
Does he get on it, Whitehead?
So Whitehead.
Yep. Oh, right hand.
Jeez.
Maybe right hand, the finger.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you a little right hand finger.
Yeah, I think it's the ring finger.
So if this. Yeah, they'll call that a knock-on against him. If it's not, it's a Cotrick try.
The ball, the right hand of the Canberra play, knocks the ball on in the end goal. We have a decision.
Horse, wait. Just check where the feet of the Raiders player is.
Oh, come on, Johnny. There's 15 seconds to go. Let's go home.
Who's Horse, by the way?
Horse? Is that Joe Maxwell?
Why do they call him Horse?
Thanks, mate.
Hello, I'm the Red.
Oh. Okay, no try.
No try. Horse, where's his feet?
Wait there, fellas. Wait. This will be a zero tackle.
Get out of the gutter, both
Danny
of you.
Danny in the centre.
Oh, for God's sake. Let's just end this. Seven seconds to go.
Leave the crowd are walking out.
Here's a hit up. Here's an offload. We're going to keep going. Levi now to Fitzgibbon. Fitzgibbon runs down the left side, and he's going to take the tackle. Well, that is a deserved win for the Raiders. They are far superior tonight, and they get their second win of the year. There's some questions about the Knights, particularly Kalen Ponga and the 5-8 experiment. But tonight, it's Canberra's night, and they are just positioning themselves nicely early in the season. Two wins out of three.